Game 4 of the World Series Saturday night. Prior to the game, Zach Britton and Kenley Jansen named the relievers of the year for their respective leagues. And a couple of Hall of Famers getting festivities going. Fergie Jenkins and Greg Maddux with the ceremonial first pitches. On the hill for the home team, John Lackey, as the Cubs look to even up the Fall Classic at 2 wins apiece. Opposing Lackey is Corey Kluber, starting on 3 days rest for the second time this postseason, but the Indians ace had a bumpy bottom of the first.
That's in the center. Here comes Fowler. The Cubs strike first. And this is the theme for tonight for the Cubs. Anyway, anyhow. The payoff swung on, hit high and deep to right. Hayward's back on the track, looking up, it is gone, and we've got a tie game. Carlos Santana with his first World Series hit, and wind or no wind, he blasts one into right field, and just like that, the Cubs' lead is gone. Chisenhall at second, Naquin at first. Game tied at 1, 2 out, 2 on, second inning, full count on Kluber, and the payoff pitch. Swung on a little dribbler, third base side, charging Bryant, bare hand grab, throw on the run, it's not in time! Here comes the runner from third, Chisenhall to score, ball got away from Rizzo at first, on his way to third is Naquin, and the Indians have a 2-1 lead. On a swinging bunt single, halfway down the third baseline by Corey Kluber. Lackey pumps, fires. Kipnis with a line shot to deep right. This is down the line, headed for the corner. It'll bounce into that corner for extra bases. Hayward will throw towards second, but Kipnis has a double.
That's inside as Lackey drops down, doesn't get the call, and it's a full count. Lindor shoots one into right center field, a base hit. Fowler over to cut it off. In to score is Kipnis. It's 3-1 from a near strikeout on the previous pitch, and there's Lindor right in the middle of it.
Here comes the pitch to him. Called strike three on the inside corner. And now Contreras is an unhappy customer at the plate. Here's the pitch. There goes Hayward again, but it's swung on and missed. Strike three. And the side is retired.
That is knocked down by Montgomery. Throws wild at first, 2-on with nobody out. And Rizzo almost got Santana too far off the bag. Here's a smash into center, tagging, scoring. It's 4-1.
Coco Crisp will pinch it for Corey Kluber and face the right-hander Justin Grimm. The payoff. Swung on, line to center field, coming on as Fowler dives, and he can't make the catch. Ball rolls behind him. Crisp on his way to second. The throw to second is not in time. Left-hander Travis Wood is entering for the Chicago Cubs.
Here's a 3-1. High drive into right back at the wall. It is gone. Kipnis, a 3-run shot. And he busted open here in the seventh inning from Northbrook, Illinois. And around the bases here at Wrigley Field, he's made it 7-1.
You see what they're doing back home. They are absolutely loving this moment, as is Kipnis. They have won just about every game this man pitches.
The pitch.
Swung on, smoked to deep left center field. Guyer on the run, it's over his head and over the wall. How about that? Dexter Fowler has hit a solo homer on a line shot to left center.
No earned runs until the home run by Fowler. And now Rizzo strikes out. Zobrist went around.
The Indians pound the Cubs in game 4-7-2 to put the Tribe 1-1 away from a world championship. Corey Kluber becomes the only pitcher in baseball history with at least 35 Ks and a sub-1 ERA in his first 5 career postseason games. The Indians will try to wrap up their first world title since 1948 on Sunday as they send Trevor Bauer to the mound in Game 5. He battles the Cubs' John Lester. It's been a dream season for the Chicago Cubs, but many of the things that made them successful in the first 2 rounds of the playoffs have not showed up thus far in the World Series. Joe Maddon shares his thoughts following the Cubs' 7-2 loss in Game 4.
We made mistakes. Absolutely, we made mistakes tonight. That was part of it, but then again, we just have to do more offensively to give ourselves a chance. You're going to make mistakes on occasion. You have to be able to play through the tough moments by doing something offensively. We haven't been able to do it. We gave up the homer. That ball was properly struck. And then the other run we kind of gave to them. The ball never left the infield, you know, and they got another run. And then eventually one more on the double single. So he ended up pitching his best ball. As we were taking him out the last two innings, he was putting the ball on the ground. There was better sink on it. So he kind of found his groove. So, John's John. He always knows what he wants to do out there. He's really calculated. I thought he was fine. He got us through five. The big hit there for me was Kipnis homer. I mean, that really made the game awkward. Went from 4-1 to 7, and that made the game awkward right there.
John Lackey and John Lester were teammates on the 2013 Red Sox World Championship team, as Lackey offers his thoughts on Lester taking the ball for Game 5 with the Cubs' backs against the wall.
John will be ready to go, like he always is, and we have nothing but confidence in him, and he's going to be fun to watch.
I know it's an old cliche, but do you guys just have to take that attitude and not worry about we have to win three, just go in and say we win today, and then you worry about the next one the next day kind of thing?
We need to worry about winning an inning, scoring a run or two, and then just kind of let that momentum keep going. We can't get too far ahead of ourselves. Just try to win an at-bat, try to win a pitch, and keep those things moving.
Chris Bryant was the Hank Aaron Award winner for the National League and is likely the 2016 NL MVP, but he and the rest of the Cubs' offense is really struggling right now.
You know, you look at Kluber, you know, he's, you know, one of the best in the games for a reason. To go on short rest, too, I mean, he's a tough one to, you know, get to. And then, obviously, you know, you want to get a lead with their bullpen. Their bullpen's pretty solid.
How much of, the World Series aura and all of that have to play into all of this, especially with you, with the two errors that you had in that one inning?
I mean, we do our best to kind of tune that out, but we certainly feel it with, you know, the crowds being a little louder and more people here. So, but yeah, that's no excuse.
You mentioned a little bit. You just have to tip your cap to them, especially offensively, the way they manufactured wins.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you flat out, you know, get beat like that, you know, what was it, 7-2, whatever it was, you got to. I mean, you know, they're obviously doing something right, you know, taking advantage of our mistakes and my mistakes, so, yeah.
Even down 3-1 to a red-hot Indians team, All-Star shortstop Addison Russell is very confident this Cubs team can win the next three games in a row.
Absolutely. We're down, but we're not out. Tomorrow we're playing, you know, to stay afloat. And I think that we're going to dip down into some passionate ball play tomorrow. I think we're going to want it pretty bad tomorrow. Just give us another shot, you know, and hopefully we come through.
Their pitching has obviously been really good all postseason, but are you surprised that they've held you guys in check the last 2 days specifically?
Absolutely. They're definitely doing their homework, and we're chasing, you know. We're chasing on the zone. We're getting a little bit too aggressive, I think, but we stick with our approaches. We stay within ourselves. This team's capable of doing amazing things, especially coming out with three wins.
In his first start of the 2016 Fall Classic, Jason Hayward produced a pair of hits. He says the team is still very confident as they face Trevor Bauer in Sunday's Game 5 in a do-or-die situation for the Cubs.
It's going to happen at times. You're going to get beat by good pitching, but what's cool about it is we get to come out and face another guy. Who's starting tomorrow for them?
Bauer.
Okay, yeah, we get to face another guy we faced. Like I said, I thought we did a great job tonight against Kluber, put a lot of great swings on the ball, had a good game plan against him, executed it. It just didn't work out our way with the weather. Some of those that they hit didn't go out as well, but that's just the name of the game. They found a way to get some runs, and any kind of momentum is momentum to have, so we'll try and get some back tomorrow.
Jason, you're trying to be optimistic, obviously you have to be. But are you disappointed in where you're at? Are you surprised to be where you're at?
Yeah, I'm surprised to be in the World Series. Here we are with another game to play at home, which is awesome. And you know, obviously after last night not winning that game, we got to go back in Cleveland and try and win two there if we want to win. So,
with over 100 wins in the regular season, Anthony Rizzo knows the team simply has to still believe in themselves as they go into Sunday's Game 5.
Always. There's always confidence, especially with Johnny going. This is going to sound cliche, obviously, but we feel good about this. We're down 3-1 in the World Series, but we feel good with who we have on the mound tomorrow. And, we get tomorrow, we really put pressure on them, but it's about focusing right away.
Yeah, the confidence your manager and coaching staff have you reporting at 5:30, business as usual, you know, just show up and play. What more can you ask for?
Yeah, that's what it's been the formula all year. So, batting practice is optional for us every day, but we'll just come in tomorrow, do what we do, and be ready to face Trevor Bauer from pitch one.
Down 3-1 in the Fall Classic, there is no more room for error for the Chicago Cubs team. So what is their mindset? MLB.com's Jeff Nelson explains.
Well, the one thing that you have to feed off their manager, Joe Maddon, you know, he's such a calm guy. He really tries to take all the distractions off the players. He's been doing that all year. He's not a big meeting guy. It'd be interesting to see if they have a meeting going into Game 5. But you can see him press. For one, you have a dominant bullpen in Cleveland, so you know you have to score early. If you wind up falling behind within the first 5 innings, you're pretty much done. No Allen, no Shaw in Game 4. So going into Game 5, you're going to see Miller. You're going to see those other two guys. So obviously you have to score early, but you can see the pressure. You know, Bryant has not had good at-bats. You know, Rizzo did have some good at-bats in Game 4. But you haven't seen the quality at-bats that they had during the regular season. Even those last 3 games in the NLCS when they beat the Dodgers, they started hitting the ball. It just has not happened against the Indians. You know, you can only play to Game 5. You take it one game at a time. Bad cliche, but it's true. You take one inning at a time. They got to try to win innings. If they're going to win this World Series and win 3 in a row, they're going to have to win innings. And you know, it all starts in Game 5. All starts with their starting pitcher, John Lester. He's got to give them some solid innings, and their offense got to click somehow. They got to be more patient, and they know they have to score early. And you can see they're putting a lot of pressure on themselves because of that outstanding bullpen.
It'll be Trevor Bauer on the hill for the Indians in Game 5 as they look to seal their first world title since 1948. Meanwhile, it's John Lester for the Cubs as they look to send the Fall Classic back to Cleveland for Game 6 on Tuesday.
John Lester is the ace of the Chicago Cubs. He's going to take the ball, and he's going to try to pitch the game of his life and continue this series for the Cubs. I got a lot of faith in him. I think he's a guy that knows how to pitch in these big games. He's shown that in the past with his resume in postseason ball, but no bigger game than he's ever pitched than this one. Well, without Cody Allen, the closer, pitching in this game, I think Terry Francona knows he's got Andrew Miller again if he needs him. He's got Brian Shaw, who didn't pitch in Game 4, and he's got, you know, the closer of their team, Cody Allen. So I really think he's going to manage this game kind of like a bullpen game. He'll let Bauer go, but if there's any indication he's in trouble early, he'll be out of there because they want to end this thing right here in Chicago.